And when we come back, we'll look at a couple of the tools that you can use when using dialogue. Here's the quick part, quick 2 minutes of the story. Ready? Here we go.
And I walked in, I saw a table, and behind the table was a lady who looked like she could be my assistant. So I went up to her, and this is about 12 years ago. I went up to her, I said, "Hi, I'm Craig Valentine. I'm the trainer today." I kid you not, this is exactly what she did. "Oh, good to..." She said, "You're the trainer?" I said, yes, I'm the trainer." She said, oh my gosh. They're going to be shocked. You ever know the answer, but you want to ask the question anyway? So I said, "Well, tell me, why are they going to be shocked?" She said, "Because you don't look like the regular trainers." I said, "I know, I'm tall." She said, "No, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're black." I'll tell you what, 5 minutes after I start my workshop, I want you to duck your head in there and see how shocked they look. She said, "Okay, but I'm telling you, they're going to be shocked." 5 minutes later, I start my workshop. 5 minutes after I start, she ducks her head in there. During my first break, she runs up and attacks me in the hallway. She said, "Oh my gosh, they were listening to you. You actually had them. They were listening to you." And then she looked at me as if to say, "And you're still black." See, what she didn't realize is when I went through Johns Hopkins University.
All right, so let's just stop it right there. One of my favorite stories to tell, by the way. I always love going back to that moment. But think about how many laughs happened in between the lines. We need to take our time. We're not trying to, it's not a rush to get the speech over with, to get the story over with. Milk those moments. Milk what happens in between the lines. When I went to her and I said, I'm the trainer today, and she looked at me and she said, "Oh, it's nice to..." Well, what do? I start actually becoming her character and leaning back some more, like, "Oh no, this is our trainer?" Okay, so the character must digest what the other character says before responding. So my question to you is, what can you do in between your lines? And here's a tool. Here's something to think of. As the character, think of your reaction before you verbalize it. And that's going to give you good timing as a character. See, and here's another tool, another thing to think about. Characters can't react to narration. They can only react to dialogue. And in that reaction is where the story lives. When she says, "You're black," well, what do? You hear them laughing, but what do? She says, "Come on, you're black." Well, you didn't hear me say anything, but if you had seen me on stage, I looked at myself as if to say, "What? I am?" You know, and then I'm feeling my face, and I'm looking at my skin, and I even do the little Cabbage Patch dance a little bit just to reinforce the stereotype that we can all dance. And before I even say my next line of dialogue. But think about that. There were probably 8 to 10 seconds between lines of dialogue. And that's where the story lived. So what can you do in between your lines of dialogue to make it not just a story but an experience? What can you do physically? What can help emphasize it? What can you do with your facial expressions? Can you show your character's thought before you verbalize it? There's a lot of space in that story where I don't verbalize anything, but I do say a lot with my actions and with my face and with my body. So Wade, any thoughts on showing the spaces and faces between the lines?
You know, what is beautiful is we used to talk about a pregnant pause because you want your audience to lean in, to be a part of the story and a part of the action that's going on. So I love just to stand there and in that moment show the expression on my face but not say anything, because the more comfortable you get with the silence, the more the audience connects to see what's going to happen in. So I'd love to a pregnant pause to bring the audience to a deeper level.
Being comfortable with the silence, I love that. And I think that's what makes people rush, Wade, is that they're not comfortable with the silence. But in the silence lies your story. In the silence lies your story. So that's fantastic advice. Be comfortable with the silence. So the first do is do use the spaces and faces between the lines. But now, during that clip, that same clip, you also heard another tool that I call projected dialogue. And this is something else you should do. This is do number two. Use projected dialogue. And here's what it means. It's when you look at other characters and project onto them what you think they're thinking or saying with their expression. Now, that might be a little difficult to understand, but think about what she said. I said, she looked at me as if to say, and you're still black. See? She looked at me as if to say, and you're still black. Note, she didn't say it, but she just looked at me as if to say it. That's the projection. Well, guess what? In speaking, that's just as powerful as if she actually said it. After all, I got a great laugh with her, right? So think about projected dialogue that you can use in your stories. How did the other character look at me? What do you think he or she was thinking in that moment? And here, we're going to go into another example of that. But before we do, let's go into that, and then we'll check back with Wade afterwards. Projected dialogue. See if you can figure out what the projected dialogue is in this next story. All right, here we go. Let me set it up. Go.
She said Martin Sheen. Are you still carrying that story? No, I ran into my speaking hero. I said, oh my gosh, I'm Craig Valentine, and because I won the world championship, they're allowing me to introduce you today. You're the man who made me want to get into this business in the first place. Thank you so much for being here. This is the greatest honor of my career so far. Thank you. Nothing. He said, absolutely nothing. He just looked at me as if to say, psh, you don't belong on the same stage. Now, I don't know how this would affect you, but I got to thinking, he's about to get an introduction he did not expect. Shoot, you don't know me.
All right. Did you pick it up? First of all, when I listened back to that, you also picked up tool number one. You saw there was some space between that line, or those lines of dialogue. But did you pick it up? The projected dialogue was, he looked at me as if to say, you don't belong on the same stage. So listen up. This is very important. There's a stem you can use for this tool, and I want you to write it down if you can. And the stem is, he looked at me as if to say, dot, dot, dot. Or she looked at me as if to say, dot, dot, dot. Okay, and whatever follows that is going to be projected dialogue. Got it? So this is very powerful because you can put into dialogue just what you think somebody else was thinking about you.